How is the lack of water and power affecting people at Foxtrot Compound at Manus Island Detention Center?
Well, it affects all of us, not only them, not only me, but everyone who has been locked up in this detention center. He's going to be affected by that. And apparently we have a 50 men that have been affected by a virus, and we don't know that virus exactly what's the name of that virus. But at the moment, those 50 men have been locked up. Now they put them in a quarantine in IHMS now, and they are not allowed to come into the detention center. And even the IHMS this morning, they informed the cleaning service that to come and clean Foxtrot, because they realized that lack of water and lack of power, and the toilets have got no water. So due to that reason now, there is a virus comes up, but we don't know what exactly the name of virus. And IHMS until now, they haven't communicated with us and to inform us that to stay away or to keep ourselves hygienically.
Are they still providing you with food?
Well, they're still providing. They're still providing the food and the drinking water or the portable water they're still providing. But in Foxtrot at the moment, the food normally, they don't have a mess there. So they used to go to my compound to have their meals and to get their water as well. But the toilets in Foxtrot at the moment, they are running out of water and they're running out of electricity. And even the laundries and everything there has been stopped for the last 6 days.
So what do you expect in the coming days, you know, if the PNG government is adamant that they're going to close the detention center and slowly or gradually they are telling you to evacuate? How do you see the coming days?
Well, the coming days are the toughest days that we ever experienced on Manus Island. And we know we have spent 4 years, we've been through a lot, but the coming days are the toughest days, which is they keep telling us every day, every 2 or 3 days they put a note on the board. They tell us that, oh, you guys left with 80 to 89, or you guys left with 82 and 85. So they keep reminding us. And also we have seen there's a lot of police personnel at the moment from the PNG police, around 50 or 55 guys. They keep, you know, driving around the detention center every day, including the Australian Federal Police as well. We see them here. So what we expect on the coming days is the toughest things. And
you've organized protests in the last week or so. What's your message?
Our message is loud and clear, and we, as the detainees, we wrote a letter to every media around the world, and we wrote a letter to the International Criminal Court as well. So our message was loud and clear. We are not going to leave this detention center, no matter what kind of force these people have used to us. If they want us to leave this detention center, one thing that they can do for us, we will line up 800 men, 79, we will line up, they can shoot us one at a time, and they take our dead body outside. Rather than that, we don't see any other option for us to go outside to PNG, because we know Australia trying to scapegoat. When they take us out to PNG, they will dump us there and they walk away. And while we can see that PNG have got a ability and capacity to resettle 879 men, and also they don't have a ability, because we know in PNG exactly what is going on, and it's not safe at all.